Celeste Holmes School Report here on WKLM. For WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick, and I am here with the Millersburg principal today, Steve Fowler, and welcome to the West Holmes School Report.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Melissa.
And so all kinds of exciting things happening here at Millersburg. It's the last year for all the schools together, and you guys started something new this year that will go with you to the new building, and that's the before and after school program with the YMCA.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I think it's an awesome thing for our families to be able to have that as an option. I know childcare can be difficult sometimes, and so this just gives those parents that might need to be to work by 7:30 in the morning or might work until 5 o'clock. It gives them that little bit of extra time. They know their kids are in a good place. They're here at the school and they're safe. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. And in fact, some of our own staff actually work in the program too, so the kids see familiar faces as well.
And that's got to be good for them, having those familiar faces and not a bunch of new strangers coming into the program.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so we're really hoping that we can continue it over at the new building. We've been in the talks with the Y. I know Mr. Jerkovic has really been wanting to make sure that this is something we can carry over, and we're looking to grow it. So, I mean, if any of your listeners are interested in the before and after school program, it's open to anybody that's in Millersburg right now and want to grow it into that new building next year.
And how early can they get here?
6:30 is when we would open the doors. Yeah, so it's 6:30, and they can be here as late as 5:30. So it is that nice, just
that little pretty
bit
much covers mm-hmm. most of your shifts. I mean,
yeah.
That's really awesome that they have that here.
Yeah. So can I talk about our new building? We're really excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, Melissa, that's the perfect lead into that.
Yeah. So I am super excited. You know, I'm new to West Holmes Schools. This is my third year. I worked really closely with Renee Woods and Brian Lash the last few years as the assistant principal. And Renee just had to retire. So, no, good for Renee. But I took over the role this year, and we've been super excited to move into this new building. There's a lot of work that comes in with closing one building and then opening another building. But teachers, I think, are excited for the move. And I'm really excited that all of our West Holmes kids will be under one roof. It'll be really good to be able to have everybody together. We're going to have some growing pains, I'm sure, but we're doing everything we can right now to hope for a smooth transition for that.
And that's got to be a lot, coming in as a new principal and then be like, hey, while you're learning how to be a principal, we're also going to have you get prepared to move to the new building.
I've had to ask for grace quite a few times because, yeah, it's definitely a learning curve. Renee had been here for so many years, and she knows the community so well. So it's been a learning curve. But I have got to tell you, Melissa, I work with the absolute best staff. I mean, hands down, they are fantastic. They have been so supportive of me. I have an amazing secretary, Mrs. McDowell, who's been here for a long time. And so she's kind of whipped me into shape when I've needed it. But I've got a staff that just dives right in and never misses a beat. So, I mean, it's been great. It's been a lot of learning, but I'm really excited to be a part of it.
That's awesome. It's good to have a support system around you in any no matter what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So what else do we have going on at Millersburg?
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Mrs. Armstrong. She does this economics unit every year with her third graders, where they have to design a product, they make the product, and then they have to sell the product. And so the other third grade classes are invited in, and the students have these little like stations set up. I bought a couple of bracelets from one station. I think I had a stress ball from another station. I had a Fruit Loop necklace from another one. So shout out to Mrs. Armstrong. Not only is she teaching the economic concepts starting in third grade, but she's putting it to work and showing it's really hands-on. So that's been great. I don't know if your listeners know about our literacy coach. Either. I'm not sure if we've ever talked about
that.
So we are so blessed that we have the expertise of Lisa Feichert. She's a longtime teacher here. She taught kindergarten for a long time. And Toby Yoder. Several years back, the state has changed a lot of the way that we have to look at literacy, moving more from like a balanced literacy approach to the science of reading. So our teachers have gone through a lot the last few years, just learning some of the differences. And we're so fortunate to have Toby and Lisa. There's been a lot of new research with dyslexia. There's been a lot of new research with what the best way is to teach kids reading, and they've been so awesome in helping us navigate all of that. So that's going on. Probably one of the most things I'm excited about, we've really been focusing on kindness this spring. It's really been like one of the focuses for us here at Millersburg. And I'll have to show you our tree in the cafeteria here in a little bit. I gave the students a challenge that we have this bare tree, like right now all of our trees are pretty bare around
right.
Holmes County, but we're thinking spring. And so when teachers catch them doing an act of kindness or doing something good for somebody else, they're rewarded with a leaf or they get to put their names on it. Well, once our school hit 100 leaves, we got extra recess.
Nice.
Well, I'm thinking like, oh, these kids aren't going to be able to put, you know, a ton of leaves on this tree. We're already up to like 250 leaves in just a couple
awesome.
Of weeks here. So they got extra recess for that. Yesterday, they were running around here pajamas because we earned a pajama day. And now I think I'm going to have to buy everybody popsicles because that's our next one when we get to 300 leaves. But it's so exciting to see that tree blooming and all of the kind things that our kids are doing because they're great kids.
So you better start buying popsicles now because you're going to buy out the stores.
Mrs. McDowell and I were just talking about that. So they're working and we've got it all the way up to about 700 leaves. We'll see if we can get up that high, but they're just trying to earn different things, and we're trying to teach them that you don't do something for somebody to get something in return. Yeah, we're doing it right now, but we're hoping just to really build, hey, kindness is all the time. It's not just because you get a PJ day out of it, but we're really trying to instill that in our Millersburg kiddos.
Because once they start doing it, it just becomes habit.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, we, in the media, we hear so much about kids getting picked on and bullying and just how some of these heartbreaking stories. And if I can do one thing as a principal, I just want to be encouraging and I just want to have that building where everybody's accepted and that we all treat each other with respect and kindness. So that's really been our focus this spring.
That's awesome. I talk about kindness a lot in my morning show. So
oh, awesome. Yeah.
I'm down with the tree.
Very good. But no, we're rolling right along here. We've got two, they're called multiple disability units in the building. And so we've got some kiddos with some pretty significant cognitive disabilities. I have to give those teachers a shout out too. It's Angie Snyder and Miranda Miller. They are so fantastic, and they've really kind of made it their mission to make sure that all kiddos are included. We do a really great job of just wrapping around those kiddos, and Miranda and Angie have kind of made it their mission this year to really provide all of those kiddos with as many life skills as we can. And so back at Thanksgiving time, the kiddos were responsible for going out. They went over to Roadie's. They each had a small budget. They went over, they went shopping for some groceries. They came back and they made their class a meal. So it was
nice.
Really cool to be able to see that and to give those kids some real world experience as well. So
real world experience is so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Is there any, we're rolling into the last part of the year. It's amazing how fast this year has gone.
It's a little scary how fast this year has gone, actually. Right now, my focus has been to try to maintain all the positive momentum that Renee had going. Because like I said in the beginning, she just ran a fantastic building. So I was trying to bring as much consistency for teachers as I could, but we've been having a lot of conversations about this new building, and there's some emotion. I know there's going to be some emotion. I mean, this is a community school. So some of these teachers, they've done 30 years in this Millersburg building, so this is
a
lot
of change. And they went to school here.
And they went to school here, so it's a lot of emotion, but I think everybody is really looking forward to just coming together, being on one campus, and all of our kiddos being under the same roof. So really our focus this spring is maintaining the high academic standards that we have, but also just kind of wrapping our heads around this move and getting over and getting everybody under one roof. So
getting everybody in there.
That's the focus this spring.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today and letting us know what's going on here at Millersburg.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop back anytime. We've got lots of great things going on.
That was Millersburg Principal Steve Fowler. I'm Melissa Patrick for the West Holmes School Report on WKLM.